Gaza and tariffs weren't the only topics of discussion for Donald Trump in Scotland. Ukraine too. The US president issued Vladimir Putin with a new deadline to end his war, 10 or 12 days, not too far from his standard two-week time frame. It had been 50 days 2 weeks ago. He said he was very disappointed with the Russian president. Christopher Miller is with us. He's chief Ukraine correspondent with the Financial Times. Christopher, good morning again.
Good morning.
What's your understanding of this warning by the US president? What's he talking about here? Military action, sanctions, tariffs?
Well, he's not talking about military action. He has said that these are going to be secondary tariffs that he's apparently willing to hit Russia with, to potentially see the Russian oil price drop, right? And hoping that this might bring Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table. The Ukrainians are, and many other observers, I would say, are not certain that these would necessarily do that, but certainly shortening his 50-day ultimatum to a 10 to 12-day window is much better for Ukraine. It was viewed here, the 50-day ultimatum, as a sort of window of impunity in which the Russians could continue their attacks and have continued their attacks on Ukraine and civilian infrastructure.
So do you think he's serious?
Based on what I have seen, and certainly in my discussions with Ukrainians over the past day since these comments came from President Trump, I'm not sure that this will in and of itself bring Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table, right? These are sanctions that he's talking about. He's not talking about flooding Ukraine with more defensive weapons or to help it go on the offensive to push the Russians out or to strike deeper within Russia in an attempt to, say, stop its war machine, right? So this is one step in the right direction. It's probably not enough to, get a short-term ceasefire, let alone bring this war to an end. And I say that because Vladimir Putin has also been explicit about his goals, those being not only to capture more territory on the ground, but to subjugate Ukraine to Moscow.
In Ukraine, Christopher, President Vladimir Zelensky is facing increasing internal pressure lately. Tell us more.
That's right. So this is all happening against this backdrop of internal strife here. Volodymyr Zelensky last week signed a bill into law that stripped the independence of these two top anti-corruption agencies. And there was a huge public fallout. We saw the largest public protests in Ukraine since the war began. Really, what he did was sort of attack this kind of in the eyes of the West and Ukraine's partners and civil society here, attack these sacred cows. These two institutions came about after Ukraine's 2014 pro-democracy revolution, and they've remained independent and they work to root out corruption. And he, by stripping the independence of those organizations and placing them under his handpicked prosecutor, angered civil society here as well as the EU, which put out some very stern statements. So this week he's trying to step back, put a new bill in Parliament that will be considered on Thursday to restore the independence there. But also there are some hitches, and it's not quite certain yet from MPs that I've spoken to whether or not that bill is going to be passed. So right now he's facing probably his toughest domestic political challenge of his presidency.
Yeah, and he's governing what could be arguably a very exhausted electorate. Is he in trouble?
I think he is. You know, this has definitely taken a hit in terms of his popularity. I was speaking with several Ukrainian members of parliament, including those from his own party, who say that they've lost trust in the president. They're not sure that they can take his word right now. He, put this bill into parliament last week on extremely short notice. MPs had about 15 minutes to look through a bill that was more than 50 pages of details. And many of them trusted the president to put a bill in front of him that would be for the for the betterment of the country. Instead, there was this, huge public and international response to it. So he's facing a major challenge here. He will no doubt take a big hit in terms of his popularity and trust levels. We haven't seen the latest polls come out since this happened, but I'm sure those will be rolling out pretty soon.
Christopher Miller, chief Ukraine correspondent with the Financial Times. Thanks for speaking with us. 7:31.